Women's Cancer Pavilion specializes in the treatment of breast and gynecologic cancers. Working together with Mary Bird Perkins and Our Lady of the Lake Health and the region's leading providers to deliver the best possible outcome is at the heart of everything we do. From innovative surgical techniques to the most advanced treatment options, we don't stop until we've examined every possibility and answered every question. Because walking with women through every step of their cancer journey is what we do all day, every day at Women's Cancer Pavilion.
Everyone deserves to be connected. That's why Cox offers a range of high-speed internet plans that fit any budget. Stream, chat, and stay connected at an incredible price. It's fast, reliable internet for everyone. You're probably thinking, wait, what? But yeah, it's true. Learn more at cox.com/ACP. Non-transferable, one per household. Application and eligibility decisions are made by the FCC. Other restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Pat Lane. Pat is the co-host of the Pat's Nation podcast and a writer for Pat's Pulpit of SB Nation. Those websites are dedicated to covering New England Patriots content. On the program, we discuss the Patriots game against the Cleveland Browns. Also, we talk Patriots offense and defense. We also talk quarterbacks Bailey Zappe and Mac Jones, head coach Bill Belichick, and the New England Patriots' next game, which is the Monday Night Football Showdown against the Chicago Bears. Pat is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Women's Cancer Pavilion specializes in the treatment of breast and gynecologic cancers. Working together with Mary Bird Perkins and Our Lady of the Lake Health and the region's leading providers to deliver the best possible outcome is at the heart of everything we do. From innovative surgical techniques to the most advanced treatment options, we don't stop until we've examined every possibility and answered every question. Because walking with women through every step of their cancer journey is what we do all day, every day at Women's Cancer Pavilion.
Everyone deserves to feel connected. That's why Cox has high-speed internet to fit any budget. For real. Learn more at cox.com/ACP. Non-transferable, one per household. Application and eligibility decisions are made by the FCC. Other restrictions apply. Everyone deserves to be connected. That's why Cox offers a range of high-speed internet plans that fit any budget. Stream, chat, and stay connected at an incredible price. It's fast, reliable internet for everyone. You're probably thinking, wait, what? But yeah, it's true. Learn more at cox.com/ACP. Non-transferable, one per household. Application and eligibility decisions are made by the FCC. Other restrictions apply.
Women's Cancer Pavilion specializes in the treatment of breast and gynecologic cancers. Working together with Mary Bird Perkins and Our Lady of the Lake Health and the region's leading providers to deliver the best possible outcome is at the heart of everything we do. From innovative surgical techniques to the most advanced treatment options, we don't stop until we've examined every possibility and answered every question. Because walking with women through every step of their cancer journey is what we do all day, every day at Women's Cancer Pavilion. Women's Cancer Pavilion specializes in the treatment of breast and gynecologic cancers. Working together with Mary Bird Perkins and Our Lady of the Lake Health and the region's leading providers to deliver the best possible outcome is at the heart of everything we do. From innovative surgical techniques to the most advanced treatment options, we don't stop until we've examined every possibility and answered every question. Because walking with women through every step of their cancer journey is what we do all day, every day at Women's Cancer Pavilion.
Everyone deserves to feel connected. That's why Cox has high-speed internet to fit any budget. For real. Learn more at cox.com/ACP. Non-transferable, one per household. Application and eligibility decisions are made by the FCC. Other restrictions apply.
With almost everything in life, you have choices. You can pick a lot, a little, or somewhere in the middle. And if you shake your phone now, you can learn more about an internet plan that's clever. One that allows you to add TV tomorrow and home automation whenever. That's right. Shake your phone to learn more about flexible internet plans from Cox, giving you all the services you desire and nothing you don't require. Additional services can be added at then current regular rates. All services subject to residential customer service agreement and acceptable use policy found at cox.com/policies. Restrictions apply.
Where can you plant Pioneer brand Qrome products for top yield potential under corn rootworm pressure? Just about everywhere. With a more extensive lineup than ever before for corn, Pioneer brand Qrome products are field proven and ready for yours.
Women's Cancer Pavilion specializes in the treatment of breast and gynecologic cancers. Working together with Mary Bird Perkins and Our Lady of the Lake Health and the region's leading providers to deliver the best possible outcome is at the heart of everything we do. From innovative surgical techniques to the most advanced treatment options, we don't stop until we've examined every possibility and answered every question. Because walking with women through every step of their cancer journey is what we do all day, every day at Women's Cancer Pavilion.
On the move. Zappi's got the ball. Cannon the block. Touchdown! Caught in the back right there. A 2-yard grab by the rookie, Tyquan Thornton. Third and one. And he's right on the screws, and here they go. And that is a touchdown. Hunter Henry, wide open.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the NFL, the National Football League, and CBS Sports. Kevin Harlan on the call of the game between the New England Patriots and the Cleveland Browns. Of course, the Patriots would go on to beat the Browns, final score 38-15 from October the 16th of 2022. To talk more about the Patriots' win over the Browns, including the Patriots' next game, which is a big Monday night game against the Chicago Bears, and also some other things happening with New England, we want to welcome him back to the program. He is the co-host of the Patriots Nation podcast, which is a podcast dedicated to all things related to the New England Patriots. And he's also a writer for Pat's Pulpit, which is the website powered by SB Nation, which gives you daily information and content related to the New England Patriots. Let's welcome him back to the program, Pat Lane. Hey, Pat, welcome back to the program, my man.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me back. I appreciate it.
No problem. All is well. Thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So give me your takeaways from the Patriots' win over the Cleveland Browns.
I mean, it looked great, right? It looked great. You know, one of the big things and my biggest concern going into the game was Cleveland's running game. And the Patriots did a really nice job of slowing it down and really kind of neutralizing it. I think that they were assisted by the Browns coaching staff, who I think did a horrendous job. You know, they ran the ball, I think, three or four times the entire second half, which makes zero sense. I mean, I know they were losing, but it was, you know, it was a fairly close game in the third quarter, and they just got away from the run. So, but hey, they did enough. They did enough defensively and slowed that run game down. And then offensively, you know, you saw what Bailey Zappi did, and he played some of the clips there. I mean, you know, he looked pretty good. He looked pretty good getting the ball out and getting the ball to open receivers. I think that a lot of people were questioning the offensive coaching staff coming into the season, you know, with Matty P and Joe Judge there. And I think that, you know, they really got a long way to kind of silence some of those critics, you know, and we'll kind of see. I'm sure we'll get into, you know, the quarterback situation. But, you know, you can't ask a rookie fourth-round pick to play any better than he played on Sunday against the Browns. So that's really all you can ask for, and they come out with what ended up being a pretty lopsided victory.
Yeah, you're right about that. We'll get into more of the quarterback situation in just a moment. I want to talk more about the offense for a moment. I want to start off with New England's running game. It hasn't been a strong suit so far this year, but Ramondre Stevenson, he's been one of the kind of the few bright spots for New England on the offensive side. He had 19 carries for 76 yards and two rushing touchdowns. Give me your thoughts on Ramondre and his performance against Cleveland.
Well, you know, he's shown to be, I think, a very solid back. And, of course, you know, Damian Harris, who they have, is also a very solid back, missed this game with a hamstring injury. They had originally said that he was going to be out multiple weeks, and he kind of was limited participant in practice, was on the field before trying to give it a go. So he obviously wasn't ready to go, but he might be back a lot sooner than people expect. This is a running attack that I think is a very good running attack. It took a few weeks to kind of get going. They're doing a little bit of different stuff with some zone running instead of power running, which has kind of been their MO the last few years. And so it's taken a few weeks to kind of figure it all out. But these last 2 weeks by Ramondre have been very impressive. He's a tough runner. He's a hard guy to bring down. And he has real breakaway speed. So I think Ramondre has shown a really, you know, a great deal for this team. And then Damian Harris, the guy who's, you know, he's end of his contract is coming up. And he's a solid running back, too. So I think they really have a nice, a really good complement of backs there. And, of course, you get the two rookies in Strong and Harris who didn't really, I mean, they played a little bit on Sunday, but they haven't really played much this year. So we'll see what you get out of them. But those top two backs, I think, are pretty solid.
All right, let's talk now about the receiving core. Devontae Parker. Devontae's been playing pretty effectively so far for New England this year. In this game, he had four catches for 64 yards. Give me your thoughts on Devontae and his play.
He's a guy that started out really slow. Mac Jones, I think, was picked off three times while attempting, while, you know, targeting him. Didn't really fight through the contact in some of those, but you really kind of hoped that he would have. One of them wasn't really on him, but either way, you know, it's one of those things that, like, you know, you hope to kind of see more from him. And I think they're running some different routes for him. Scored a touchdown against Green Bay a few weeks ago. Had a really nice back shoulder catch in this week's game. So you're really kind of starting to see him come into his own. And, you know, not make him make those 50-50 catches, right? He doesn't have to just be that, right? He's a pretty good route runner across the middle. He's a big guy, big physical, strong guy. So having him run those routes, I think, is effective. That's how he scored against Green Bay. So I think that, you know, seeing him, I think I've seen a huge improvement out of him in the last few weeks, which has been good. You know, a little bit less one-dimensional the last few weeks than they kind of were at the beginning of the season. So I've been happy and pleasantly surprised with what I've seen from him recently.
All right, I want to talk now about wide receiver Jakobi Meyers. In this game, he had four catches for 60 yards in the game against the Browns. Just give me your thoughts on Jakobi and his play against the Browns.
Yeah, I mean, he's the best receiver on the Patriots. He's the best receiver on the team. He's a guy who's consistently open. He, you know, finds a way to create separation against pretty much anyone who covers him. And, you know, just does a great job of getting open and being reliable. He's always making a catch. He's always making a block. He's always doing the right thing. He's the best receiver on the team. And so, you know, he may not be the quote-unquote number one receiver that people are looking for, but he's the guy that is, if you need something, you're going to Jakobi because he's going to be able to make a play for you.
All right, and Tyquan Thornton, four catches for 37 yards, and he had a touchdown in his game against the Browns. Just give me your thoughts on Tyquan and his play, and he also had a rushing touchdown, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, you can't teach speed. You cannot teach speed, and so, you know, you saw it in the jet sweep how fast he is. Just able to get to that edge so quickly that looks like those guys are running in slow motion. He's running so fast by them. And, you know, but the one thing that's interesting about him is that he does bring that speed, but the short quickness and the ability to get off the line and press, I mean, his touchdown was a low red zone catch. It was a, you know, 3-4 yard touchdown catch. And so the ability to separate in the low red zone like that, not all these speed guys can do that, and especially as rookies, the ability to get off the press, you know, that's press coverage down at the line, the ability to get off of press coverage and get yourself open in the back of the end zone, you know, where you don't have a lot of room to work with, and then get down and make the catch, it was impressive. It was impressive, and so, you know, at some point, he's been hitting some, you know, he's been getting open deep as well. At some point, we're going to hit, you know, you're going to see a 60, 70-yard touchdown bomb with Tyquan Thornton, too, because he's able to create separation so easily. But I've been really impressed with the route running and the ability to create separation even in small areas. That part of it, I think, people didn't necessarily expect, and it's been a real pleasant surprise, I think, for the Patriots.
All right, and there's a tight end for the Patriots who did well in this game, and that's Jonnu Smith. Two catches for 61 yards in this game. Give me your thoughts on his play.
Yeah, Jonnu's a guy, they finally ran the seam route to him, and Zappe kind of didn't have the best ball placement on that pass to him, but the interesting thing and the ironic thing about that is that the bad ball placement makes Jonnu jump up for the ball, and then the tackler is kind of a little bit off angle, and so he misses the tackle, and Jonnu breaks it. breaks it for like a nice 50, I think it was a 53-yard gain. So, you know, you see that from Janu, which is great. You like to see him get more involved. I'd like to see more seam routes from Janu because he has that ability. And I think the you know, what we've seen from him is the yard after catch. That's the big thing that he's been able to bring to the table. And he did that again on Sunday. But, you know, let's let him run some of those seam routes and use some of that athleticism even before the catch to get him open. And then you catch it down the seam, break one tackle, and you know, you see what happens on a play like that. So I liked what I saw from him. And he's been working his way back into the fold after being basically useless last year.
All right, and I want to stay just with tight ends for a moment. You know, the NFL has its share of some great tight ends with the likes of Travis Kelce, George Kittle, and you can also add Hunter Henry to the list as well for New England. Hunter Henry had 4 catches for 61 yards and a touchdown. Give me your thoughts on Hunter and his play.
Yeah, I mean, you've seen Hunter the last few weeks now kind of back to what he was last year. Had 9 touchdown catches last year. Was really, you know, their most, outside of Jacoby, their most reliable receiver last season. And you've seen some of that. And he did mention after the game that he had shoulder surgery at the end of the year last year and has kind of been working his way back up. And so seems like that might have been an issue and reason why he fell off at the end of last year and wasn't quite back up to speed at the beginning of the year this year. But he's back up to speed, and that's a good thing for the Patriots because he is a weapon in the offensive game when he's at full strength, and he should continue to be so.
All right, and I want to move along to the other side of the ball, the defensive side of the ball for New England. And last time I talked to you, Pat, you mentioned about Kyle Duggar and how Kyle has definitely become one of the premier players on the defensive side for New England, not just for New England, but really in the NFL. He led the team in tackles. He had interception. Just give me your thoughts on Kyle and his play.
Yeah, Duggar is slowly becoming one of those really good safeties and kind of like a Jamal Adams type player where he's not the best player in coverage, although his coverage is getting significantly better, I think. He's not the best player in coverage, but he, you know, he has the athleticism to play everywhere. He does a nice job in coverage for the most part, but where he really excels is in the run game and coming downhill. His open field tackling is fantastic. He really, really brings it when, you know, there's an opposing ball carrier anywhere near him. He brings them down, and he hits extremely hard. And so he's a guy that is really kind of becoming one of those cornerstone pieces for the Patriots, you know, in his third season now, kind of taking that leap this year that people were hoping to see. So he's definitely becoming one of those cornerstone players for the Patriots.
All right, and speaking of a cornerstone player, he's been – with the organization for quite a while now, and that's outside linebacker Matthew Judon. He had 4 tackles in his game. Give me your thoughts on Matthew and his play.
Yeah, I mean, Judon just continues to be that player, right? He, you know, was in the defensive player of the year running, I would say, early year last year. And then, you know, this year he's already got 6 sacks and didn't have a sack in this year, in this game. First game he didn't have a sack in, but he was a force. Obviously he did force some pressures as well, but he was a force in the running game this week, more so than I think a lot of people expected and more so than we've seen from him in games. And so I was really impressed with his ability to play the run, to set the edge when he had to, but not just set the edge, to make some plays in the backfield too. So I was impressed with Judon, and if he can play this way, and I think what they've done with him this year, trying to prevent what happened last year, which is him kind of, you know, not being 100% at the end of the year and being worn down at the end of the year. They've mixed it up a little bit, so he's not playing every single snap at the beginning of the year this year. I think it's really helped him out. But he was fantastic on Sunday. Even if the stats don't necessarily show up, he was phenomenal for them on Sunday and huge in the run game as well as in the pass game.
All right, I want to move along now to someone with Super Bowl experience, and that's former Eagles defensive back Jalen Mills. In his game, he had 3 tackles and an interception. Just give me your thoughts on Jalen's play against Cleveland.
Yeah, Mills is the same thing, right? You look at Mills, and he's a guy that last year, the Patriots signed him last year, and people said, this guy sucks. Like, he stinks. And, you know, Eagles fans were saying, this guy, you can't cover anyone. And, you know, he comes out last year and played extremely well. and then is following it up this year with another solid performance this year. And, you know, he's a guy that he may not be the number one corner on the team, and you've seen kind of Jack Jones, even as a rookie, kind of really make some nice plays, and Jonathan Jones, I think, might be their best corner. But Jalen Mills is consistent. He's always around. He's always competing. He's a physical guy. And, you know, Mills is a guy that I think has done a really nice job for the Patriots and given them some stability at that cornerback position. When they really didn't have a ton going into this year, Mills has been kind of that reliable guy all the way through. And he missed a game, but, you know, he's been that reliable guy all the way through. And so even though they didn't have Jonathan Jones last week, they were still able to get by because Jalen Mills played so well against Amari Cooper.
The last time I had you on the program, Pat, you mentioned another gentleman that plays on the defensive line, Dietrich Wise Jr. In this game, he had 3 tackles and 1 sack. Give me your thoughts on Dietrich and his play against the Browns.
Yeah, another guy, right? Wise is a guy that he really kind of struggled early in his career, kind of looked like a guy that was like, you know, he's fine, but he's not that good. And you hoped he'd be a little bit better than what you saw out of him. But I will say he has taken a big step forward in the last few years. I think that he's really become one of those guys that, again, is like a cornerstone type of player for the Patriots, where you look at this guy, he's a reliable player, right? Now, he's never going to be their best defensive lineman. He's never going to be their best pass rusher. He's never going to be their best player, but he's a reliable player for them that plays game in and game out. And, again, he's another guy that has stepped his game up, not just in the pass game, but also in the running game. And that really helped them out a lot because, again, they were playing now. Sometimes they were playing in their nickel and still stopping, you know, the Browns running attack, which is a fantastic running attack. And so guys like Judon and Wise really stepped up their game this week against the run as well as against the pass.
All right, and then that takes care of the offensive and defensive side for New England. You mentioned the quarterback position, and we've got to, you know, the NFL is a quarterback's league, so we got to talk about Bailey Zappe. In this game, completed 24 out of 34 passes for 309 yards and 2 touchdown passes. Give me your thoughts on Bailey's play against the Browns.
I mean, listen, Zappe's a guy that, you know, for the Patriots-wise, you look at him and say, all right, he's a rookie fourth-round pick. You know, you really don't – there's really not a ton more you can ask out of him than what he's given you so far. To be able to, you know, to attempt 34 passes against the Browns. Now, the Browns weren't a very good defense, okay? We don't have to talk about the Browns being the 85 Bears or anything like that. But it's still hard to win games in the NFL. It's still hard to play quarterback in the NFL. And as a rookie fourth-round pick, you know, I've been really impressed with what I've seen from him. Now, I don't think he's done enough to take Mac Jones' job, but the Patriots now are confident and comfortable with their backup quarterback. If something were to happen to Mac Jones or if he's out longer than I think they're pretty confident that Zappe can at least give them competent quarterback play. That's, I think, what you've seen from him is that, you know, at some point it's hard to get even competent play, and they've been getting that from Bailey Zappe. And so that's really all you can ask for at this point.
You mentioned his name, Mac Jones. Of course, was the starting quarterback last year and was the starting quarterback for the first couple of games of this season before coming down with an injury. What's the status on his ankle, and how long will it be before we see him starting again for the Patriots?
Now, the word was it was kind of a last-minute decision for him, you know, a game-time decision for him to play or not on Sunday. If that's the case, you would think that he's going to be ready to play on Monday. That doesn't necessarily mean he will be ready to play on Monday. But you would think, if that was the case, that he should be ready to play on Monday. But it just depends on how that ankle responds. You know, it just depends on what you have. And I don't think you should rush Mac back anyways if you think that he's the future of the team. But now, with Zappe playing so well, you have even less reason to rush him back because you feel like you have a guy – behind him that can play well while Mac isn't there. And so, if he's healthy, I still think he's a starting quarterback. The question is he healthy? I'm not sure. And so we're going to have to see. It does seem like he'll play Monday night. There's no guarantee that that's going to happen. If Zappe continues to play the way he's playing the next few games, well, then you might start having a conversation about, you know, do we even want Mac Jones to come back in? We're not at that point yet. We're not. But if, you know, if he happens to sit out two more games and Zappe has two solid games again, well, now we might be getting closer to that point if that's the case.
I want to stay with this quarterback situation in New England. Do you think Mac Jones is the long-term answer? Do you think he can be the franchise quarterback in New England? Or, like you said, by the way, Bailey Zappe has played, maybe there's a change. There could be a changing of the guard, and maybe Bailey Zappe may be the one. What do you think about Mac Jones, and is he the long-term answer at the quarterback position for New England?
So I personally think that Mac is. And the reason why is because what he showed last year, what I saw from Mac Jones last year, it was more about not just the way he played on the field, but the way he approached the game. And, you know, the way that he never let mistakes define his game and define a game. And the biggest example for me is the Cowboys game. The Cowboys game, they're up by 4 points, and you're just thinking – I'm sorry, 3 points. And you're just thinking, just pick up a first down or two and you're fine. And he throws a pick six to Trayvon Diggs. And you're like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, you can't. That's just, you throw a pick six to Diggs and you're thinking, like, this is brutal. Now you're losing by 4 points. There's 2 minutes left to go in the game. You're a rookie and it's, you know, 425 games, a big game, like, whatever, right? Well, what does he do? The very next play, he comes back and throws it to the same exact receiver with the same player in coverage, and it's a 75-yard touchdown pass. To have the confidence to be able to do that again, I think was incredibly impressive. I think he's an incredibly hard worker. I think the players all like him. I do think that he's still got some flaws in his game. He has some flaws in his game. I think if you go back and you look at Brady's 2002 season, Brady did very similar things at the beginning of 2002, which was his second year starting at the beginning of that year, and then was able to clean it up by the end of the year. And so I think you're seeing a similar thing from Mac Jones that you saw from Tom Brady as far as struggles at the beginning of 02. Now, Brady didn't go down with an injury, and his rookie, you know, the rookie quarterback didn't come in and play well in his stead, but I don't necessarily think that we're looking at a change in the guard yet. I still do believe in Mac Jones. Now, Mac Jones comes out and has 3 or 4 bad games in a row and looks lost out there and isn't running the offense the way that Zappe's been running the offense the last few games. Okay, well, again, now we can have that conversation of, is Zappe the guy to run this offense or can run this offense better than Mac Jones, and is Mac Jones the guy that we thought he was last year? We can have that conversation in a few weeks if that's the case. But I think we're at least a few weeks away from that. And, again, that would mean Mac Jones comes back and plays poorly, which I don't necessarily expect, but suppose you never know.
All right, and one thing we do know for sure is that we've seen the consistency of some great head coaches in the NFL with the likes of Andy Reid and Mike Tomlin, and also you can add Bill Belichick to the list and what he's done in his career, particularly in New England. So this 2022 season for Bill, it's had its ups and its downs. How would you rate Coach Belichick's coaching performance so far this year?
I mean, I think he's been very good. I mean, you lose your starting quarterback. You go into Lambeau with your backup quarterback. Your backup quarterback goes down. Your third string quarterback, who's never even dressed for an NFL game, goes into Lambeau Field and plays, and you have a shot to win that game in overtime. And of course, you can't close the deal, but still a good game. Then you go home, right, and you win a game at home against the Lions, and you blow out the Lions, absolutely blow them out. And then, of course, you end up blowing out the Browns last weekend. I just think what he's been able to do with this team, and then you look at the rookies that they've brought in and the success that they've had with Cole Strange and the success they've had with Jack Jones, and now Tyquan Thornton looked extremely good this weekend, and Marcus Jones looked good returning punts and playing defense. And so now you start – and, of course, Bailey Zappe is a rookie too. So you start looking at the rookie class and thinking, like, yeah, they've started to bring some of this stuff back in, right? And the defense, Belichick, he just keeps them in the game. Every single time he keeps them in the game. Of course, he tied George Halas with career win on Sunday against the Browns, and he has a chance to break Halas's record and move into sole position in second place against Halas's Bears on Monday night, which is a pretty cool thing.
I want to stay with Coach Belichick for a moment. I want to ask you, how long do you think Coach Belichick will be coaching in the NFL? Again, we've seen the longevity with Andy Reid and, of course, with Mike Tomlin specifically being the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. How long do you think, how long do you see Coach Belichick coaching in the NFL?
I would say until he at least gets 24 more wins. Right now, 23 wins away from Don Shula for the most wins ever as a head coach. I would think he wants that record. I think he deserves that record. I think Don Shula had a lot of really negative things to say about the Patriots towards the end of his life, and I think that that's something that might fuel Belichick a little bit, that he wants to pass him. We all know that Bill Belichick is a historian of the game. He loves the history of the game. He loves records like that. And so, of course, you would think that he would want that record to himself as well. And so I would say however long it takes him to get those 24 more wins is how long. I would assume that I would take this year and the next 2 years after that. I would think that we'll be getting at least that from him in this situation. And so that puts him to, 2024 season and then maybe even the 2025 season. But I would think at least 2 or 3 more years after this year.
I want to stay with Belichick again for a moment. We know that his relationship with the owner of the team, Robert Kraft, has been a very good one. What's their relationship like? Is it still solid? Is it still tight? Is it still tight as it's ever been?
I think so. I mean, you know, one of the things that I think is interesting is that you hear Kraft, right, kind of say, hey, we haven't won a playoff game now in 3 years, right? And that's unacceptable because we want to win playoff games, right? And he's talked about the draft classes not being up to par that they wanted to be. And I think Kraft, although he stays out, and he does still stay out of personnel decisions, I think that he is taking a little bit more of a critical look at it. And I think part of that reason is because Belichick is the one that wanted to move on from Tom Brady. I think Kraft probably didn't want to move on from Tom Brady. And Belichick said, well, like, this is what we're doing. This is what's best for the football team. And now Kraft is saying, well, Tom already won a Super Bowl. Like, we could be having success without Tom, and I want to make sure that we're still on the right track here. And so you're seeing that come out from Kraft. Now, does that mean that there's a rift between them? No, I don't believe that. But I do think that it's kind of like, hey, let's just make sure that we're all on the same page and we're all working together well and effectively. And I think, again, Kraft stays out of the football stuff. He stays out of it, but he is the owner, and he's an owner that wants to win. He doesn't want to just own the team and make money. He wants to win football games too. And so, you know, he put some pressure on for doing that, and I think Belichick has responded by having now, you know, 2 very solid drafts in a row, and, you know, winning a bunch of games with a rookie quarterback last year, and then, you know, playing with the second-year quarterback this year, and now winning back-to-back games with the rookie quarterback again this year. So I think he's shown how good he is. I think Kraft knows how good he is. And Belichick is a guy that, as far as Kraft is concerned, is going to retire the coach of the Patriots. He's earned his right to do whatever he wants, but I would imagine that Kraft wants to keep him around for as long as he will be the head coach. And so I think their relationship is just fine. I know he wasn't at Kraft's wedding, but I have to think that that has something to do with football more so than him not wanting to be there for Mr. Kraft.
All right, fair enough. And then while the Patriots are certainly on a hot streak right now, they'll continue to be on a hot streak as they'll take on the Chicago Bears at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts on Monday Night Football. So as I mentioned, that New England is starting to get on a hot streak. Chicago, not on a hot streak. They're having their problems. Of course, Matt Eberflus, tough first year so far as the head coach of the Bears. Let's start off with New England's defense, Pat. We know that Chicago has a dual-threat quarterback with Justin Fields, and he's really all they really have on the offensive side. I mean, Khalil Herbert and David Montgomery, they're serviceable in the running department. Give me your keys to victory, the New England Patriots defense, to stop Justin Fields and the Bears offense.
I mean, very frankly, they don't throw the ball. They can't, I don't know if they can't throw the ball or they just choose not to throw the ball, but they can't throw it. And so if you can stop their running game, they can't score points. I mean, they can barely score points as it is. If you can not allow them to run,
I mean, it shouldn't be close, to be honest with you. That to me is the biggest thing. You know, control the running game, keep Fields in the pocket, right? Don't allow him to run. You don't want Fields running around on you. You want to be able to control him, because that's really going to be the only source of offense. The only real offense they're going to have is him breaking a long touchdown run or something like that. So if you can control Justin Fields and keep him in the pocket and slow that running game down of Montgomery and Herbert, they can't score many points against you. And really, they haven't shown the ability to really score any points against anyone.
All right, let's move over to the other side of the ball, New England's offense. So we talked about Hunter Henry, also Jonnu Smith, not to mention also Jacoby Myers and Devontae Parker, those deep wide receivers for New England, and of course with Ramondre Stevenson at the running back position. And we know Chicago, that franchise for decades, has been built on defense. And of course we know about Roquan Smith, also Robert Quinn, and also Eddie Jackson, just to name a few. What do you think are going to be the keys to victory for New England's offense to score points against the Bears' defense?
Yeah, I mean, the Bears' defense has always been pretty good. They're not very good this year. They're okay. They're not very good this year. And so the Patriots should be able to kind of do what they want. Now, again, that doesn't mean that it's going to be easy for them necessarily, but they should be able to run the ball. They should be able to pass the ball when they want to. So I expect them to be able to score points against the Bears. I'm not necessarily super concerned about it. I think the big thing for them is, what are you trying to get out of this? To me, it comes back to the quarterback question. What are you trying to get out of this game? Do you want to see if Bailey Zappe has it? And if he does have it, okay, are you saying, all right, well, maybe he has it, and if he does, then we're going to be able to give him more. So maybe you're going to open this game up and throw less. But I think what's probably going to happen is that you're going to do what you've done the last few games, which is run to set up the pass. They've done a great job running the ball, which has allowed them to be able to run some solid play-action fakes. And we saw the touchdown pass to Hunter Henry all by himself because everyone was expecting a run. It was a really nice call. So, but when you're able to run the ball effectively, you're able to run those plays. And so I would expect them to run to set up the pass again this week. And I don't think they're going to have a particularly hard time doing it against the Chicago Bears defense.
All right, and that's the New England Patriots going up against the Chicago Bears at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts on Monday Night Football. And you heard it from him. He's Pat Lane. He is the co-host of the Patriot Nation podcast, and he's also a writer for Pat's Pulpit, which is powered by SB Nation. Pat, again, thank you so much for taking your time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. Just tell everybody about the Patriot Nation podcast and also Pat's Pulpit.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, we do a show every week. Actually, we do an instant reaction show after the games, but on Sundays typically. And then we do another live show during the week, typically on Wednesday or Thursday nights, live on YouTube, and then it gets released on the podcast feed at Pat's Pulpit. And you can always read me at Pat's Pulpit. I'm on Twitter at @PLane_Pat. I'm always willing to talk to some Patriots or football or Marvel or whatever, really whatever. So, but yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Enjoy coming on, and hopefully the Patriots get a big win on Monday Night Football.
Thank you so much again for being on the program. Now, one more time, tell everybody where they can find you on social media as well as Patriots Nation and Pat's Pulpit and any websites. Let the listeners know that as well.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, so it's just patspulpit.com, and then Pat's Pulpit is at Pat's Pulpit on Twitter. Pulpit like something that a priest would speak at. And then I'm at @PLane_Pat on Twitter. So,
before I let you go, Pat, we know that food is a part of the game experience, and the NFL is no exception to the rule. So when you're at a Patriots game, what are some of the foods that you enjoy eating?
Well, that's a great question. All right, so I have season tickets to the Patriots. So when we tailgate, we always start with kielbasa every time, always start with kielbasa. So it's what we do. It's just like our thing. And then it's just meat heavy, man. We go into some chicken, maybe some wings. Maybe we get some steak tips. Maybe a little bit of pork. So, you know, it varies from week to week, but it's very meat heavy. A lot of times we'll do like a shrimp cocktail as an appetizer, but yeah, a lot of meat. heavy on the meats is really what we go. And then we finish the night with Cheez-Its on the ride home.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. And you heard it from him. He's Pat Lane. He is the co-host of the Patriot Nation podcast and also a writer for Pat's Pulpit, which is a website powered by SB Nation. Those and the website cover the New England Patriots. Thanks again, Pat. If ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Anytime.
No problem. We'll be back with more right after this.
They're on the move. Zappi's got the ball. Cannon the block. Touchdown! Caught in the back right there. A two-yard grab by the rookie, Tyquan Thornton. Third and one. And he's right on the screws, and here they go. And that is a touchdown. Hunter Henry, wide open.
Women's Cancer Pavilion specializes in the treatment of breast and gynecologic cancers. Working together with Mary Bird Perkins and Our Lady of the Lake Health and the region's leading providers to deliver the best possible outcome is at the heart of everything we do. From innovative surgical techniques to the most advanced treatment options, we don't stop until we've examined every possibility and answered every question. Because walking with women through every step of their cancer journey is what we do all day, every day at Women's Cancer Pavilion.
Satsuma IPA, made with local Satsumas. How local?
Hey, hon, did you get my red dress from the cleaners?
Local is a 6'2 welder in a red sequin dress. Try Satsuma IPA from Faubourg Brewery, the New Orleans way to IPA.
Not a millionaire, darling. To retire at St. James Place, you don't have to be. Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Women's Cancer Pavilion specializes in the treatment of breast and gynecologic cancers. Working together with Mary Bird Perkins and Our Lady of the Lake Health and the region's leading providers to deliver the best possible outcome is at the heart of everything we do. From innovative surgical techniques to the most advanced treatment options, we don't stop until we've examined every possibility and answered every question. Because walking with women through every step of their cancer journey is what we do all day, every day at Women's Cancer Pavilion. Women's Cancer Pavilion specializes in the treatment of breast and gynecologic cancers. Working together with Mary Bird Perkins and Our Lady of the Lake Health and the region's leading providers to deliver the best possible outcome is at the heart of everything we do. From innovative surgical techniques to the most advanced treatment options, we don't stop until we've examined every possibility and answered every question. Because walking with women through every step of their cancer journey is what we do all day, every day at Women's Cancer Pavilion.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well, you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org. Not a millionaire, darling. To retire at St. James Place, you don't have to be. Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
The greater the risk, the greater the reward. Or so the saying goes. But if you're a farmer like me, you'd much rather have your rewards without the risk. Well, thankfully, with True Choice, you can save up to 10% on hundreds of the leading crop protection products from Corteva Agriscience. And the best part, no strings attached, no hassle, no hoops to jump through. Just a better way to buy crop protection products. If you're tired of risky rewards programs, see what you're missing at Corteva.us/TrueChoice.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well, you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Where can you plant Pioneer brand Qrome products? Just about everywhere. Your most productive acres? Yes. Your toughest? Yes. Dry soil, wet soil, clay soil? sandy soil. Yes, 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 and you bet. Top of the hill, side of the hill, bottom of the hill, over the hill. All the above. There's a Pioneer brand Chrome product for corn that can meet or exceed your yield goal on every acre. Pioneer brand Chrome products. Field proven and ready for yours.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well, you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Dale un toque de otoño a tu closet con JCPenney. Con hasta 40% de descuento en suéteres, jeans y accesorios para él y ella. Y espera, porque tenemos más estilos y opciones para ti. Encuentra jeans acampanados, el clásico pantalón negro, abrigos y blazers. Mezcla y combina nuestras versátiles marcas como St. John's Bay, Mutual Weave, A&A y más. Compra con estilo. JCPenney. Oferta válida hasta el 25 de octubre en selección de estilos. Aplican inscripciones. Detalles en la tienda jcp.com.
Not a millionaire, darling. To retire at St. James Place, you don't have to be. Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
I'm in an area called trade integration at Pioneer. So what's the trade being integrated? The Enlist E3 trade for soybeans. And what's it being integrated with? Ah, that's the big news. The Enlist E3 trait is now integrated with Pioneer's own exclusive and elite genetics. They're called Pioneer Brand A-Series Enlist E3 soybeans. And there are no other soybeans like it on the market. Pioneer Brand A-Series Enlist E3 soybeans. Like no other.
Not a millionaire, darling. To retire at St. James Place, you don't have to be. Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Pat Lane, co-host of the Pat's Nation podcast, and a writer for Pat's Pulpit for SB Nation. Again, a big special thank you to him for coming on the program to talk about what's currently happening with the New England Patriots. Until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well, you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org. Not a millionaire, darling. To retire at St. James Place, you don't have to be. Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
By now, you've probably seen ads about water contamination at Camp Lejeune everywhere on TV, social media, and probably even following you around on the internet. The water at Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune was contaminated with toxic chemicals for more than 3 decades. It is not rare for people who drank this water for an extended period of time to develop severe illness, including kidney cancer, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, leukemia, liver cancer, bladder cancer, birth defects, Parkinson's, and more. A new law called the PACT Act allows victims of poisoned water to seek repayment for their medical costs. What those other ads don't tell you is that because the PACT Act is a fresh law, it is important to find an attorney who understands the new claims forms. There is limited time to file your Camp Lejeune claim, so you need a lawyer who can get it right the first time. The experienced team of attorneys at sickmarine.com is ready to file your claim. They will fight for you and won't take no for an answer. To file your claim and to have your case prioritized, sign up at sickmarine.com.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well, you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.
By now, you've probably seen ads about water contamination at Camp Lejeune everywhere on TV, social media, and probably even following you around on the internet. The water at Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune was contaminated with toxic chemicals for more than 3 decades. It is not rare for people who drank this water for an extended period of time to develop severe illness, including kidney cancer, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, leukemia, liver cancer, bladder cancer, birth defects, Parkinson's, and more. A new law called the PACT Act allows victims of poisoned water to seek repayment for their medical costs. What those other ads don't tell you is that because the PACT Act is a fresh law, it is important to find an attorney who understands the new claims forms. There is limited time to file your Camp Lejeune claim, so you need a lawyer who can get it right the first time. The experienced team of attorneys at SickMarine.com is ready to file your claim. They will fight for you and won't take no for an answer. To file your claim and to have your case prioritized, sign up at SickMarine.com.